Killed, written by Thomas Enger and read by David Shaw Parker.
Prologue. The body lying at Henning Yule's feet in the bottom of the boat was wrapped in two industrial rubbish bags. They had been pulled over at the head and the feet and were sealed by several meters of silver-gray tape. Henning tried not to think about the person inside. Instead, he looked at the mist drifting in over the still dark water, eerie wisps of white that seemed to reach out towards the shore. All he could hear were the oars breaking the surface and the drops of water that ran off the blades as the man in front of him lifted and lowered them. A pungent smell made Henning wonder if perhaps the lake had swallowed something old and rotten and was struggling to digest it. Henning liked water, but he didn't like forest lakes like this. They could hide anything, whatever his imagination might stretch to, and soon he would lie hidden here too. The boat glided slowly over the water. Henning looked at the man in front of him, at his short, messy hair, the ripple of his arm muscles. Durim Redzepi had been hunting him for a long time. Now, finally, he would be able to finish the job he'd been given. It had been a long and strenuous journey to get to this point. When Henning looked back at all the events that had unfolded, he knew that all of them had occurred because he had chosen to return to work 2 years after the fire in which his son Jonas was killed. By doing so, by investigating the Henriette Hagerup case, Henning had managed to turn the spotlight on his own scarred face, and Tora Pulley had been alerted to the fact that Henning was back in business as an investigative journalist. Pulley, a former muscle-for-hire-turned real estate broker, was serving 14 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. Desperate to clear his name, he had reached out to Henning, claiming to know the people responsible for Jonas's death. If Henning would help him, he had said, if Henning would find the real killer and clear Pulley's name, he would then disclose what he knew about the fire. Of course, he jumped at the chance, Henning mused. Why wouldn't he? But Pulley was killed in jail before Henning could meet his end of the bargain, and before Pulley had revealed the miserable secret he was harboring. But the floodgates had been opened. What Henning had suspected all along had been correct. Someone had set fire to his apartment. He was going to get to the bottom of it all, no matter what, without Pulley's help. And despite the fact that memory loss meant Henning couldn't recall the stories he had been following in the weeks leading up to that fateful day, he'd worked with all the tunnel vision of a bereaved parent. Henning could see that now. He had finally managed to find an interview he had conducted in those weeks with a carpenter who had been working for Charlie Highseether, a friend of Pulley's in the Brazilian real estate business. This carpenter, Rasmus Bjelland, had fled Brazil following a police operation that had led to the arrest of several hard-hitting Norwegian gang members who were laundering their drug money through apartment businesses in the Brazilian seaside city of Natal. These thugs were convinced it was Bjelland who had provided the cops with key information about their operations, and a price was put on his head. Henning managed to track the carpenter down, but in the interview, Bjelland had maintained his innocence. Even now, Henning could clearly remember believing him, and that was one of the points at which his investigation changed.